Ubloria could feel her spirit sink back into her body. She felt cold and frail and strange. Her spirit no longer recognized its frame.
I must go, or they'll be angry.
You know where to find me.
Dawn rose over the hill as she staggered home.
Ubloriak! Ubloriak!
A beam of light stretched across her face as she slowly opened her eyes.
I thought I lost you. Where have you been?
Ubloriak realized she could no longer hide the truth.
I'm sorry. I heard a voice outside in the night, and I followed it. I'm sorry.
A voice?
Singing. The most beautiful singing, like nothing you have ever heard. And I found it in a hole in the ground, and it taught me.
Ubloriak, you've been gone for weeks. I thought you were dead.
Weeks? Months passed. Ubloriak was forbidden from returning to the voice. Her mother worried it was a spirit trying to tempt her away to the land of the dead. She didn't think it was a spirit. She could feel it still, echoing in her chest. She knew she should be afraid, but she longed for it. And that longing overcame the fear her mother had tried to impart. Once it was dark, she left with one last look at her sleeping mother and followed the voice.
Hello? I'm back.
You didn't forget me.
Never. I want to stay with you. I need to return to the place I remember but have never been.
There will be no going back.
I'm ready.